With Laura Fox.
Podcast.
Now, there's nothing like busting a few moves on the dance floor to let off some steam. Sometimes you just can't help having a dance around the kitchen when no one's looking. We all know how much fun dancing is, but did you know that it's also extremely good for you? Katie Hewison from Dance Limerick is here now to tell us all about it. Hello, Katie, how are you?
Hello, good, thank you. Thanks for having me here.
Not at all. Now, we were just having a chat off the air because I got a hint of an accent.
A Yorkshire accent, yes.
Yes, a fabulous Yorkshire. Actually, you know what? We were talking about accents earlier on in the show, and apparently the Dublin accent is very desirable.
Yeah, but I've got family here in Ireland, and it's brilliant to be in Limerick for the
last
few years.
So you've moved over from Yorkshire to Limerick. Your grandparents are from Limerick?
Yeah, one of them, yeah.
Fantastic, amazing. So listen, you're in Limerick the last couple of years now. And you're doing dance. You've got a dance studio there, right?
Yeah, so I work at Dance Limerick. We're an organisation for the development of professional dance artists and the community. And it's a brilliant building. We have a cherished dance space, which was a church, St John's Church. And it was purposely renovated for dance around 20 years ago. And we're proudly funded by the Arts Council of Ireland and Limerick City and County Council.
Amazing. You got all the plugs in there. Fabulous. Good woman yourself. Amazing. And like that must say, that the building was, so it was an old church and it's been turned into like a performance space.
Yeah, it's a performance space and we also hold workshops there and events. I absolutely love when we hold events and bring everyone together and we have a full building full of people dancing away.
Amazing. Okay, so why is dancing good for you? What are the physical benefits of dancing and how does it contribute to overall well-being?
Yeah, I think dancing is a way to connect with yourself, like really strongly, and also a way to connect with other people. So you bring lots of people together, you connect with them for the first time without speaking. Dance is another language. Yeah. And it's a real journey. So like for you, for the first time walking into the studio, it can feel quite nerve-wracking maybe, but you'll go on a journey yourself and you'll feel more and more confident, probably most likely through the time that you're there, and you'll discover things about yourself that maybe will surprise you.
Exactly. And how does dancing help reduce stress and promote mental health?
I think it brings a sense of joy to you. You really feel a sense of joy as you're dancing with everyone and to music, and as you're learning new skills, you get a sense of real achievement in yourself.
Yeah.
And it's really rewarding, I think, to see people go on the journey and for yourself to see it as well.
I think as well, when you're building confidence in yourself, another, you're saying you might, when you first join, you might feel a little bit nervous or whatever, but as you kind of learn the routines and you get better and better, your confidence builds. And with that building of confidence, it probably reduces stress and anxiety levels.
Exactly.
When you feel good about yourself. So in what ways does dance improve coordination, flexibility and balance?
I think there's a sense of improved awareness in your body, and with that you can develop patterns in your body and patterns in your mind. Like for example, we have lots of classes for adults over 50 and we've been working together for a long period of time now, and I can see the real impact in everyone and how we've really developed.
Exactly. And like that's class, that it's not like when you think of dance classes, you sort of think of kids and things like that, but it's never too late to join a dance class.
No, you know? Never too late.
Especially like if you may be kind of coming up to retirement age or whatever it is, you've got all this extra time in your hands. So why not join a dance class?
Yeah, it's for everyone.
It is for everyone, and it's great for social connections and relationships, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. You can really make wonderful friends and also be part of a community and feel part of a project. Like we've just had a Pride Dance project. And
amazing.
Lots of different partnerships that we have, and you can come and see a show or take a class and you'll start to get to know the community and enjoy it together.
Exactly. Also, I was really interested to see this, that it helps improve memory and focus. Is that right?
Yeah, well, I guess when you're focusing in on your body, you're focusing also on your mind, and especially when you're zooming in on details and building awareness of how your body can move, that can really help your mind and your body. We've been doing a project with Limerick Mental Health Association, and it's just brilliant. It's like self-investment when you attend a dance class and when you see a show and you feel dance part of you.
Exactly. And I mean, when you're part of a show, you feel so connected with all these people, but obviously there's massive cognitive benefits there. And I also heard somewhere before that if you're stressed and anxious, your memory doesn't work the same way as it would, say, if you're feeling 100% yourself. So obviously, if you're kind of building your confidence and you're decreasing those stress levels, your memory is going to get better as well. You have to remember all the dance moves, of course. So what advice would you give someone who is a little bit hesitant about trying dancing, but they are interested?
I'd say knock on the door, come in, come and meet the artists. I think dance artists have a real sense of friendliness and openness. And also they spent so much time dedicating their craft and what they do. And to share that with you, you'll learn so much. So just walk through the door, give it a go. And you're just meeting people.
Exactly. That's it. At the end of the day, you're just meeting people. And have you seen a huge increase in adults wanting to take part?
Yeah, absolutely. I think adults, young people and older people, I think dance is a way to connect, move and enjoy together.
What kind of dances are there? Like, there's hip hop, ballroom, like, so what kind of classes
are
there?
Yeah, we focus on contemporary dance quite a lot of the time, but we also work with different dance styles, Indian dance, also during events, bringing everyone together, doing the dabka, Palestinian dance and just connecting with one another, bringing people together and explore movement and imagination for your body.
That's so cool. I mean, it sounds I can even see, and like you came up from Limerick today. You've been up since 5:30 or something. And I was like, you must be absolutely wrecked. You're like, no, it's fine. I'm a morning person. I feel good. But obviously, like, you are such a good advertisement for dance. You're full of beans. It's brilliant. So tell me, has Dance Limerick specifically impacted the community?
Yeah, we've got lots of projects on at the moment, and we've had lots of projects before. We've had Inclusive Dance Club, which we've been developing with children and adults. Also a Creative Climate Project, a Pride Dance Project. And at the moment we've got Step Up, so we've got 5 dancers.
Oh, cool.
You can come and see some of Ireland's most exciting dance talent in Limerick this week. It's on Wednesday and on Thursday.
Oh, go on.
They're going to perform a new show, which is called Of the People. And it's about celebrating people of Limerick through dance. It's brilliant. It's all about community people, and like, you can feel the specialness that Limerick has as a place.
Amazing. And you're such a good person, Katie, because you've worked with the Ukrainian community in Ireland and with people in direct provision as well. That must have been really rewarding.
Yeah, I think it's just, again, it's meeting people through dance. Dance is another language that you can connect and learn different dance moves from everybody that you meet, and everyone who walks through the door, or if I go into those communities as well. So we work together, and the partnerships that we have in Limerick, I'm really proud to say that it's brilliant to work with one another and to make things happen, and to make things happen with a dance artist that puts so much time into it as well.
Amazing. There's so much going on. It's brilliant. It's like all the time there's something else coming down the line. It's brilliant. So people can find out more information on dancelimerick.ie. Where can they find you online?
Yeah, dancelimerick.ie, and there's lots of pages on there. My name's Katie, and I also work with my director Mary Witcherly and Leonor Morales, and we're putting together our autumn programme at the moment, which launches next week. So you can find out more about performances, residencies, classes and projects, and all the dance artists that we work with, who really deserve a big shout out as well individually.
Incredible. Thank you so much for coming all the way up from Limerick this morning. We really, really appreciate it. I hope you're going to go get yourself a delicious coffee or a nice little break. Go shopping in town. Do something nice. Katie, thank you so much. That's dancelimerick.ie for more information.
With Laura Fox. Podcast.